Well, good morning, everyone. Welcome to Firm Foundation Christian Church. Our scripture text is taken from the Gospel according to Mark. Mark chapter 1, verses 12 and 13. Immediately the Spirit drove him into the wilderness, and he was there in the wilderness 40 days, tempted by Satan, and was with the wild beasts, and the angels ministered to him. Jesus had just submitted to John's water baptism, identifying himself with the Baptist's message of repentance and with the sinners he came to save, though he himself knew no sin. Our Lord stated that his baptism was fitting to fulfill all righteousness. And now, having taken that public step forward, our Lord Jesus must be tested. Now, in the case of Jesus, this was truly an exercise in futility by the enemy. But God allowed it that his son might be proven. For God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he himself tempt anyone. The testing comes in three areas: the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. Now, our Lord is strong, but we are but weak and sinful people. And yet, our God gives us compassionate aid. For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. Through his temptation, Jesus proved that he is righteous. But through our temptations, we learn that if we do not lean upon the righteous one, we will certainly fail by our own righteousnesses. And so this morning, we're going to focus upon three words in our text in verse 13. In the wilderness. So let us go to the wilderness in our mind's eye, and let us see who is there. First, Satan is in the wilderness. Secondly, wild beasts are in the wilderness. Third, angels are in the wilderness. And finally, fourth, God is in the wilderness. Satan is in the wilderness. Now, any good soldier knows that if he is going to engage in battle, he must know his enemy. And we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Now, Satan may come disguised as a friend, or he may come viciously as a blatant enemy. And so here you are in the wilderness, and it is your trial, your hour of trial, your day of trouble, your hour of need. And along comes a counselor. He or she comes as a friend. He or she is here to help. Maybe coming with worldly wisdom, or perhaps saying, "Has God indeed said?" And no wonder, for Satan himself transforms himself into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also transform themselves into ministers of righteousness, whose end will be according to their works. And so I say to you, to the law and to the testimony, if they do not speak according to this word, God's word, It is because there is no light in them. Now, after Satan's malicious counselor is finished with you, if you let that individual manipulate and use you, you will be tempted to despair. And suddenly, the friend that you thought you had is the biggest, most evil monster you have ever seen in your life. Let us rewind the picture. You are in the wilderness feeling alone, and Satan is not playing games with you this time. He is nasty, and he is vicious from the get-go. He is going to steamroll you so that you run away with your proverbial tail between your legs. But Christian, you must stay strong in the Lord. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. Resist him, steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same sufferings are experienced by your brotherhood in the world. Not only is Satan in the wilderness, wild beasts are in the wilderness. So here you are again in the wilderness, in the trial. Your pride is being tested. You are being belittled at home or at work or at school. The lust of the eyes is coming to you. You have seen things, you're seeing things that you ought not. You have said with Job, I have made a covenant with my eyes. Why then should I look upon a young woman? Beware, lest the lust of the flesh destroy your marriage, your home, your reputation, and your very life. God has been removed from our society, from our halls of government, from our schools, and the wild beasts are having a field day in the wilderness. They are doing what wild beasts do. They are attacking when they smell blood in the water. The COVID plague has given Satan the wild beasts plenty of opportunity to be able to do that, as people undergo the range of emotions and they look for answers and they look for their place in the world. And so many will turn not only to the worldly wise man counselor, but to find a niche in social media, in the internet, and in all of these things, finding that there is only addition to their troubles. Be wise, lest you put yourself in that field with the beasts who will tear you apart mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, and thoroughly confuse your mind and your spirit. So we've painted a pretty bleak picture so far, haven't we? We've got Satan in the wilderness. We've got wild beasts in the wilderness. But God, your God, hasn't left you to that. Just as the Lord God sent angels to minister to his beloved son in the wilderness, there are angels in the wilderness available for ministry to you as well. Angels are unseen agents of God sent in times of trial. They were sent for Jesus in his 40 days, and they're sent for us in our 70, 80 years, or however long we get to hang out over here on this planet. And the scripture asks rhetorically, are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for those who will inherit salvation? Friend, you are in the wilderness. Satan is over there. The wild beasts are hiding in the crags of the rocks, ready to pounce. The Christian has angels to help. The unbeliever, the one who for shame of sin and excess of pride will not have angels other than evil ones sent for the purpose of deception. But friends, there is one more in the wilderness, and we don't find him specifically mentioned in our text, because that would be stating the obvious. For God is omnipresent. He is in all places at all times. His seat is in this house where we worship him. He is in your home. He is in your vehicle. And he walks alongside you if you care to open up your spiritual eyes to see him as you walk by the way. Though in the wilderness you feel alone, you are never alone. For God is in the wilderness. He is in all places at all times. We cannot get away from him, even if we want to be in the wilderness. If we want to be in the wilderness and run with Satan and live a lie, if we want to be with the wild beasts of sin, we can't get away from Almighty God. David knew this. And he writes this: where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I ascend into heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me, and your right hand shall hold me. For the child of God, this is consolation. God can surely prepare a table in the wilderness where the Son of God, who has been there, been where you are, tempted, tested in all points, such as you are, the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life, those three areas, he invites you, nevertheless, to come into fellowship with him during this time. As you walk through your trial, you will never walk alone unless you choose to dismiss the Lord on account of your foolish pride. For Jesus himself has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So if the Lord doesn't seem near, it's not the Lord who's walked away from you. It's you who's walked away from the Lord. If you find yourself in trials, tempest-tossed in the wilderness, this is not unusual. Don't count it a strange thing that you endure this fiery trial. For all people must sojourn there in life. Here, two promises of Jesus Christ. The Lord gives us two beautiful promises. These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. And here it is. The first one, some of our professing brothers don't like to claim, but it's in the Word of God. In the world you will have tribulation. The Lord guarantees it. But then we have the second promise that's inseparable from the first. But be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Is anyone alone here in the wilderness? Without assurance of God, without assurance of God's presence, feeling as though God will not help you. Well, there over there in the wilderness is a foxhole. Do you see it? Climb in there now and cry out to the Lord and say, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Say, Lord, I believe, help my unbelief. Believe that the sinless Savior can relate to you, having been in the wilderness, and more than that, that God loves you, that Jesus loves you. So much so that he sacrificed his life to save yours. And set that table in the wilderness. So pray to him there. Surely he will save your soul today if you will ask him and give you the strength that you need to continue in peace and in the sure hope of heaven with your living Lord, God, and Savior. Friends, anyone who has done life on their own and has sought out their own way and salvation and help in the world has failed every single time. That has been a recipe for failure every time it has been tried in the last 6,500 or so years. Do not think that you will be the first to beat the odds. So come to Jesus, who says that I am the way, the truth, and the life. For no man cometh to the Father except by me. So let us pray. We thank you, Lord God, for the life that you've given us. We thank you for freely offering your gift of salvation, spiritual peace in life forever. We thank you that though we are sinners, that you sent your sinless one to come down and to die for us and to make a way and to set a table for us as we walk through the wilderness of this world, journeying to Beulah Land, that heavenly country where our citizenship will finally reside. We thank you for the trials, that you might use them as opportunities to test us, to lead us to you, and to grow us in our faith. We thank you that we never walk alone. We thank you for the help that you provide day by day. And Lord God, if there are any here today confused by worldly counsel, that such a one might believe in and find peace in your counsel, the counsel of your book, the counsel of your presence. Thank you for the deliverance that you've given us through so many trials and times in our lives. And Lord, give us aid that we may persevere through those things which we endure right now, that we might find victory on the other side through Jesus Christ. Amen.